Last half of the seventh inning. Red Sox 7, New York 2. Sammy White, batting eighth in the order, line to right, popped to short, single to left, hitting 252. Zach Monroe in relief to the windup. The pitch to the right-hand hitter, outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lined over McDougal's head to right center for a base hit. Mantle races over, cuts the ball off. White takes a big turn and holds up. Throw is whipped into McDougal. Now Tommy Brewer. Walk, safe on a drop fly, and double. Brewer hitting 207. Don Button on deck. One on, nobody out. 13 hits for Boston. Brewer bumps foul right of the plate. Strike one. Delivery is foul tip that hits Yogi's hand. Strike two. Two strikes. Monroe's pitch is low. Ball one. One and two. Delivery. Foul back. Count remains one and two. Next pitch is swung on and hit off the foot of Brewer. It rolls down to Lumpy. Starts a play over to second, but it was a foul ball. A 1-2 count on Brewer. 7-2 Boston. It's the seventh inning. Pittsburgh-Cincinnati 3-3 at the end of five. Philadelphia-Milwaukee 1-1 at the end of five. Nobody out in the seventh. Now the pitch. Swung on and it's hit to the box. Throw to McDougal for one to first. And the ball is dropped by Thornberry. So just one out, force out at second. Monroe to McDougal. One on, one out. The batter now is Don Button. Double to left, line to third, walked and was hit by a pitched ball. Pete Reynolds on deck. Zach Monroe checks his runner. The pitch swung on, line to Thornberry, steps on first, and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on. It was a wicked liner. Thornberry just grabbed it as he danced off the bag. The ball was hit between him and the bag, about a foot off the ground. At the end of seven innings, the Red Sox, 7 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 9 left on. The Yankees, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and 4 left on. Phil Rizzuto's coming on over to finish up as we switch back to TV. Phil's coming now.
Well, here we are back on the radio side. Happy Durkin still got his sunglasses on. Even though the sun's been in all day. Hank Bauer steps into the batter's box, leading off for the Yankees here in the top of the eighth. The Red Sox leading 7-2. The pitch to Bauer is lined over third base down the left field line. Hank around first base. He's heading for second. And he's in there easily with a stand-up double. Hit number 5 off Brewer. Tony Kubek to be the batter. And say, fans, you know how refreshing a walk through the woods can be? Well, that's the kind of refreshment you get with Ballantine Beer, the crisp refresher. Enjoy the largest-selling beer in the East soon. Tony Kubek steps into the batter's box. Kubek bounced out short to first and walked twice. Batting 274. Brewer stretches. The pitch to Kubek is strike one called on the outside corner. Bauer got his 18th double of the year. Pitch to Kubek is fouled at the plate. Strike two. And while they're getting a new ball in play, we pause for station identification.
Your dial is set at 1460 WOKO First in Albany, New York. Remember, the Troy Buick Roundup follows the game with Jack McNamee.
Kubek swings at a low curve ball, doesn't get it. Strike three. And that's strikeout number 4 for Brewer, and here comes Mickey Mantle. Mickey, fly to left field, struck out and homered deep into the right center field bleachers for his 34th homer of the year. Mantle now batting 306. One out here in the top of the eighth. The Red Sox lead 7-2. Bauer down at second base leading away. Brewer stretches. Pitch to Mickey is fouled out of play down the left field line over the roof. Strike one. One strike on Mickey, one out. Leo Carle and Murray Wall up again in the Red Sox bullpen. And for the Yankees, Tom Sturdivant. The pitch to Mickey. Outside, ball one, one and one. Stretches. The pitch way outside, ball two, two and one. Feels like fall weather has arrived here in the bean town of Boston, Massachusetts. Real brisk wind whipping up. Here's the stretch by Brewer. The pitch is just outside, ball three, three and one. Sammy White flips the ball up in the air, drops it, picks it up, throws it back to the mound. Sammy thought that ball had the corner. Brewer into a stretch position. 3-1 pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Williams going back, but it's not deep enough. Ted is on the track, comes in a few feet, makes the catch. Bauer holds it second. Over the roof. Strike one. One strike on Mickey, one out. Leo Carli and Murray Wall up again in the Red Sox bullpen. And for the Yankees, Tom Sturdivant. The pitch to Mickey. Outside, ball one, one and one. Brewer stretches. The pitch way outside, ball two, two and one. Feels like fall weather has arrived here in the bean town of Boston, Massachusetts. Real brisk wind whipping up. Here's the stretch by Brewer. The pitch is just outside, ball three, three and one. Sammy White flips the ball up in the air, drops it, picks it up, throws it back to the mound. Sammy thought that ball had the corner. Brewer into a stretch position. 3-1 pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Williams going back, but it's not deep enough. Ted is on the track, comes in a few feet, makes the catch. Bauer holds it second, and it's two away. Two away, and here comes Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra, who is 2-for-3 today, bounced out second to first, double to left, single to right. Yogi's batting 267. The official paid attendance, 24,925. Pitch to Yogi. Ball one just below the knees. Two away. Bauer still down at second base. Head off the inning with a double. The pitch to Yogi is fouled to our left and out of play. And off the top of the roof, down the lower deck. Nice catch. The fella's shaking his hands down there that caught that ball. It caromed off the top of the Skyview seats down into the lower box seats. One ball, one strike on Yogi. Two out. The Red Sox lead 7-2 here in the top of the eighth. Brewer stretches. Bauer leads off second. The pitch to Yogi outside. Ball two, two and one. Two balls, one strike to count on Yogi. Now the sun is shining brightly. The pitch is pop foul, out of play. Right up by Tom Yorke, Bucky Harris, and Joe Cronin. Johnny Murphy. just waving to Johnny Murphy, who is the head of the farm system for the Boston Red Sox. Old fireman John Murphy sitting up there with some pretty fair managers and ball players, Joe Cronin and Bucky Harris. I played on the same team with Murphy back in 41 and 42 with the Yankees. That was the year Gomez would start and Murphy would finish the game. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Yogue is strike three, swings and misses, and he was really fooled on that sidearm curveball. Strikeout number five for Brewer and for the Yankees in the top of the eighth. No runs, one hit. No Red Sox errors, one man left. The score at the end of 7.5 innings of play. The Red Sox 7, the Yankees 2. Pete Runnels, who's having himself another good day at the expense of the Yankees. He's 2-for-3, bounced out second to first, walked single to right and single to center. He's driven in two runs. Pete batting 331. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Red Sox leading 7-2. On deck, Ted Williams. Zach Monroe on the mound for the Yankees. The first pitch to Runnels. Low inside, rolls all the way back to the screen. Ball one. The windup and the pitch high inside, and Runnels hits the dirt. 2-0 on Pete. Kicks dirt all over the home plate, and plate umpire Frank Umont has to dust it off. Around home plate, they have sort of a reddish kind of clay, different from the baselines and the infield, which is the dark brown dirt. Pitch is outside, ball three, 3-0. They have the same kind of clay on the cinder path that goes around the field. A 3-0 pitch, outside, ball four. Runnels walks, and here comes Ted Williams. Williams is 0-for-3, hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run in the first inning. Fly deep to right, pop to second, fly to left. Batting 309. Runnels at first with nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. Thornberry holding the base against him. Right now the sun's shining brightly. It's rough on the second baseman and right fielder. First pitch is outside, ball one. Here's the stretch. Palm ball is outside, ball two, 2-0. Here's the stretch. Pitch is foul off Williams' foot that time. Man, we've had a lot of that in this series. He really had a cut at that one, but just swung over the ball. Fouled it down into the dirt. Monroe stretches. Runnels leading off first. Palm ball is outside and low, ball three. 3-1. See if Runnels will be going with the pitch. 3-1, nobody out. Pete leads off first base. Here's the stretch. He doesn't go. The ball is hit. Back to the box to Kubek for one. Back to first, double play. A nice play by Zach Monroe to take a base hit away from Ted Williams. That's two nice stops that Monroe has made on hard hit balls back through the middle. Play goes from the pitcher to the shortstop to the first baseman, and it's two away. Two out, here's Frank Malzone. Malzone is double to left, popped to first, bounced out short to first, and single to left. A high hop Harper down third, and it's a fair ball. It's a base hit for Malzone, his third of the day. A swinging bunt that stopped halfway between home and third. Lumpy picked it up, couldn't make a play. That's a base hit. Malzone's third, and the Red Sox, 14th of the afternoon. Here's Jackie Jensen. Jackie flied to right, popped to short, single to center, and popped to the catcher. He's 1-for-4, scored a run, and he's batting 310. Is lined in the right field, a base hit. As Malzone around second, heading for third, Bauer up with the ball, has to fire it back to McDougal. And the Red Sox have runners on first and third as Jensen punches a base hit to right field. Two out, and the batter, Dick Gernert. Gernert's 3-for-4, popped to short, double to left, homered, high in the screen, and single to left. He scored twice, driven in two runs, batting 238. Away here in the bottom of the eighth. Double play got Monroe out of trouble for a while, but he's back in it again now. Runners at first and third with two out. Pitch to Gernert is fouled over by the Yankee dugout, rolling into the dugout. Strike one. Monroe sets again. The ball is lined in the left. No, Kubek makes a beautiful backhanded catch going towards left field. It looked like almost another base hit for Gernert, but a nice play by Kubek retires the side for the Yankees. Red Sox, rather, in the bottom of the eighth. No runs, two base hits. No Yankee errors and one man left on base. Two men left on base. Score at the end of eight full innings, the Red Sox 7 and the Yankees 2. Well, the Yankees need 5 to tie and 6 to go ahead here. We're in the top of the ninth. Gil McDougal, who single to left, sacrificed and hit into a double play, the batter. Gil batting 261. 7-2 in favor of the Red Sox. Next pitch is down the middle, strike one, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is hit on the ground. Malzone can't get it. Button can't get it. It's a base hit out to left field. They both had a shot for it, but it just missed their gloves. Another base hit for Gill, his second of the day, hit number 6 off Brewer. And that'll bring up Norm Sebring. Sebring hit into a force play, struck out, and bounced out to first base. Batting 303. The pitch to Sebring is swung at and missed, strike one. Next pitch is a curve hit deep to left center field and off the wall. Here's McDougal around second, heading for third. Sebring slides into second with a double. A long line drive to left center field. Hit number 7 off Brewer. Sebring's first hit of the day. McDougal's at third. Sebring's at second. Gene Stevens is in left field in place of Ted Williams. Nobody out. Runners at second and third. The Red Sox lead 7-2. We're in the top of the ninth. Jerry Lumpy, who bounced out to first base, second to first, and back to the box is the batter. Marv Thornberry is on deck. Pitch to Lumpy is lined in the left center field. Stevens over Pearsall, and Pearsall makes the catch. McDougal tags up and scores easily after the play. Steven holds it second. A nice play by Jimmy Pearsall. That's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Jerry Lumpy. Scoring McDougal. And it's now a 7-3 ball game. One away. Here's Mark Thornberry. Thornberry is 0-3. Bounced out second to first. Bounced out to first base and struck out. Sieben at second base. Enos Slaughter is on deck now, swinging two bats. Brewer stretches. The pitch is outside, ball one. Enos Slaughter, who's been doing a terrific job in the pinch hitting role. There's a curveball outside and low. Ball two, 2-0. Nothing and two. Rather, two balls and no strikes on Thornberry. The stretch, the pitch. He lines a base hit in the right field. Steven coming around third. And he'll come on to score as Jensen's throw comes into second base, and it's now a 7-4 ball game. As Thornberry gets his first base hit of the afternoon. Hit number 8 off Brewer. And Enos Slaughter is coming on to bat for Zach Monroe. Slaughter is batting 340, two doubles, one triple, four homers, 15 runs batted in. Dave Ferris and Mike Pinky Higgins are in a huddle on the Red Sox bench. Thornberry's at first with one away. Two runs in here in the top of the ninth. It's a 7-4 ball game. Gurnett not holding Thornberry on. Here's a stretch. Pitch to Slaughter. Strike one call, a fastball down the middle. On deck, Hank Bauer. Pitch is strike two call, a curveball on the outside corner. Brewer stretches. Pitch is popped down the left field line, but curving foul back into the seats out of play. Nothing and two on Enos Slaughter. Marv Thornberry leading off first base. Here's the stretch. Pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. Six strikeout for Tom Brewer. Enos Slaughter called out on strikes. One of the few times we've seen that happen to Olino, taking a called third strike. He's got a very good eye up at the plate. And as Hank Bauer starts for the plate, Bill Skarin comes on to bat for Bauer. Hank was 1-for-4. He had a double while he was in there. And Bill Skarin comes on. Skarin is batting 293. Has 19 doubles, 3 triples, 12 homers, 63 runs batted in. The Yankees down to their last out. They trail 7-4 here in the top of the ninth. Thornberry's at first. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Skarin is strike one call. Sidearm fastball. Brewer stretches again. The pitch is hit on the ground to shortstop. Skarin can't run. Button flips easily to first base. Moose limping. The ball game is over. The Red Sox win it 7-4. Brewer being congratulated as he walks into the dugout. The Red Sox take their second in a row over the Yankees. And for the Yankees in the top of the ninth, two runs on three base hits. No Red Sox errors and one man left on base. And so Tom Brewer picks up his third lifetime win against the Yankees. He's lost to them 11 times. Now, while Joe Ripley gets the totals ready, I'm going to help myself to something I know you'll enjoy. The crisp, refresher Ballantine beer. Icily light, smooth and delicious as a beer can be. That's Ballantine. Now the largest selling beer in the East. You know, we'll have another game in the 12th straight year of baseball in Ballantine when the Yankees meet the Boston Red Sox tomorrow afternoon here at Fenway Park. And once again, Mel Allen and I will be on hand. Same station, of course, at 1:55 p.m. to bring you the play-by-play. Here are the totals for the Boston Red Sox, 7 runs, 15 hits, 1 error, 11 men left on base. For the Yankees, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on base. The winning pitcher, Tom Brewer, whose record is 7 wins and 10 defeats. Against the Yankees this year, he's 1-1 and lost 1. As we told you, his lifetime record against the Yankees, he's 1-3 and lost 11. The loser is Don Larson, whose record is now 8 wins and 6 defeats. Against the Red Sox, he's 1-2 and lost 2. Brewer went all the way. The Yankees scored 2 runs in the 6th inning when Kubek walked and Mantle hit his 34th home of the year deep into the right center field bleachers. They scored 2 more in the 9th when McDougal singled, Sebring doubled, and Lumpy hit a sacrifice fly to center. Thornberry then followed with a single, scoring Sebring. That was all the scoring for the Yankees. For the Red Sox, Larson started, went 5 innings, giving up 11 hits and allowing 7 runs. Zach Monroe finished up. For the Red Sox, they scored 1 in the 1st inning. They scored 2 in the 4th. They scored 4 in the 5th, featured by a 2-run homer by Dick Gernert. Gernert, by the way, had 3 base hits, a single, a double, and a home run. And that was all the scoring for the ballgame. Al Zone had 3 base hits. Jackie Jensen had 2. Brewer drove in a run and scored a run, helping his own cause. And Pete Runnels, the league leading hitter, was 2-for-3 on the day, finished the day batting .331. So we have another big ball game tomorrow. This broadcast was brought to you by courtesy of P. Ballantine & Sons, Newark, New Jersey, and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company in cooperation with Sports Network and by authority of the Yankees. It was intended solely for the private enjoyment of you, our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play description without the express consent of the Yankees is prohibited. And don't forget to stay tuned for Sports Extra following our broadcast with Gussie Moran, Marty Glickman, and today's special guest, Tom Meaney. And now this is Phil Rizzuto saying so long for Mel Allen, Joe Ripley, Pappy Durkin, and for Ballantine Beer, the crisp refresher. And, of course, for Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette. Tune in our next game tomorrow afternoon. And in the meantime, be sure to look for the famous three-ring sign and ask the man for Ballantine, Ballantine Beer. Once again, the final score, the Red Sox 7 and the Yankees 4. So long, everybody.